Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, in today's program, we're going to be talking about justice and also the opposite of justice, which is oppression or being unjust. And what are the sources of these evils that we see in the world and in human society? So these are the topics that we're going to be touching upon in today's show. Stay with us. When we say justice, justice is a fundamental of Islam. It's one of the primary fundamentals of Islam. Just like Tawheed, justice is one of the pillars, right? What is the opposite of justice? It is oppression. The opposite of being just is being unjust. When we say God is just, we are at the same time implying and we're saying that God is not oppressive. He's not unjust, correct? So these are like the opposites of each other, which when one is claimed for a person or for a being, the other is automatically negated. God's knowledge, brothers and sisters, is all-encompassing. He does not reward unjustly, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. This is what we need to keep in mind. Nothing in this world is coincidence either, right? So everything is happening because of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the hereafter, what we're going to be seeing is that that guiding principle on which Allah is going to judge the performance of all the human beings is going to be justice. Although we hope and pray, and Allah has promised that for believers, He is going to have mercy as an accompanying factor as a result of the promises He made to the believers for being good in this world. So we pray and hope that Allah is merciful towards all the believers in the hereafter. Although the rule of thumb is that the guiding principle is justice of Allah. Similarly, He does not punish unjustly, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. So again, we have to keep in mind that sometimes we see, and we have seen in traditions of Ahlul Bayt as well, that some people who get punished in this world is because of carrying out those sins that result in punishment in this world and as well as in the hereafter. So as a result of committing those sins, Allah punishes them in this world as well. And there are many traditions on those lines. You can refer to the books like The Greater Sins, and they're listed those diseases, those spiritual diseases and sins, as a result of which a person gets punished in this world in addition to the hereafter. The source of oppression is what we want to look into. Why is there oppression in the world? Why are human beings oppressive? We know that human beings by default love justice. They want justice to be implemented, right? And hence, this is the principle of Islam and Islamic faith. Why then people are oppressive towards each other in some cases that we see? Well, the first one is ignorance. It sometimes happens that an oppressive person does not, in truth, know what he's doing. He does not know that he is destroying someone's rights and he's not aware of what he is doing. Number two is the need. Sometimes a person is tempted to undertake a satanic act in order to attain something that another has. Whereas if he were self-sufficient in such a situation, he would have no need to commit oppression. We're going to go for a short break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to continue to talk about the sources of evil in this world. Stay with us. Music.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Brother Mahdi. We are going to discuss the source of evil. Now, one of the questions that most of us are faced with at some point in our lives is the question that where does evil come from? What is the source of evil? Now, some of us might get easily confused or think that, wow, this is a really tough question. But inshallah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's take a simple glance at the issue, and by the grace of Allah, it should easily become clear for us. First of all, let's establish the reality and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all good. There is no evil in the being, essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is pure, perfect, good, truth, light. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no evil, has no evil, nor does Allah do any evil. This has to be firmly placed in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirits. Now, moving on, there are various interpretations of evil. For example, let's say that natural calamities are evil, right? Again, we're talking about the source of evil. So thousands of people die, complete cities are damaged. So natural calamities like hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis are all evil. If we look at the big picture, these natural calamities are all part of a complex and intricate order of the natural world. These natural calamities, or let's call them natural phenomenon, are all part of the natural world. Without these natural phenomenon, the natural world would not be what it is. So in this sense, natural phenomenon and natural calamities are not evil, rather, they are natural. Now, one last interpretation of evil is that we look at a situation in a very small view, and we ignore the bigger picture. For example, it rains cats and dogs one day in our city. You know, our clothes get wet, we catch a cold, and we feel miserable. Man, this rain was so bad, it was just evil, right? This rain totally messed up my day, and this cold will mess up my week. Now, this is a very small, specific view of the situation where we have called rain evil. If we take the bigger picture, we see that this rain is good in the sense that it provides water for the water reservoirs, it provides water to the agricultural lands, it provides water that is a part of the natural system for life to continue. So in reality, it wasn't evil, it was actually good. We just didn't see the big picture. Okay, so far so good, right? But what about evil when we talk about people like Hitler, Stalin, or what happened at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq? These are not natural phenomenon, right, Brother Mahdi? These are not misinterpretations of evil. So what is the source of this evil? It's kind of a tricky question, but inshallah we'll have an easy answer. Well, I think we answered our own question here when we said, what about Hitler, Stalin, or Abu Ghraib prison, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave human beings the freedom of free will, the freedom of choice. This freedom of free will was given so that human beings voluntarily, by their own free will, decide to love and obey and submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what makes human beings perfect and makes human beings better than angels. We have the free will to voluntarily be great Muslims. Now, people like the Ku Klux Klan or Hitler or those that committed the shameful atrocities at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, or Daesh and Al-Qaeda terrorists or the Taliban, these people, on their own free will, on their own accord, committed evil acts, and thus they themselves are the creators and the source of evil. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all things, but He did not create evil. It is human beings that out of their own free will decide to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus it is people that have created evil. And we close with the verse from the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran, where Allah says in the last chapter of the Quran, chapter 114. He says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. Protect us from the evil of men and jinn. Thanks for listening. We leave you in Allah's care, the best care that it is. Thank you and goodbye.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to this break, we were talking about the sources of evil in the human society. And we said that there are certain factors because of which human beings, they sometimes end up committing evil acts. In other words, they end up being oppressive. We know that human beings by default love justice. They want justice to be implemented in their lives and around them as well. But then what is the reason that we see oppression in the human society? If we have a natural inclination towards justice as human beings, as a creature, then why do we see oppression? So we said that the first potential reason is the ignorance. Sometimes we don't know what we're doing, what the repercussions of that thing is. Number two is the need. Sometimes a person is tempted to undertake a satanic act in order to attain something. You know, he sets a goal for himself. He wants something. And for that, he goes out of the way, even if he has to commit oppression, which is an unnatural act. Naturally, no human being likes oppression, whether on themselves or on others. The third reason is inability. Sometimes a person is not willing to have the rights of another curtailed, but he does not have the power or ability to do anything about it. And without willingness, he commits oppressions. The fourth one is selfishness, bearing grudges and seeking revenge. Sometimes none of these qualities exist, but selfishness causes one to aggress against others, or the sense of seeking revenge or bearing a grudge makes that person commit oppression. Or the spirit of exclusiveness is another point. And monopolization, you know, you look at these big corporates. What is their issue? What is their problem? They want to have their own monopoly. Hence, they end up creating injustice in society. They become oppressive, and hence the stability of the society is disturbed. But noting that none of these ugly qualities and deficiencies exist in God, because He is the knower of all things, hence there is no ignorance, correct? He is needless of all things, so he doesn't have a need. He doesn't stand in need of anything. Then he has the power over all things that exist in this universe, above and beyond the skies and the heavens. He is the master. He is almighty. He is all powerful. So he does not stand in need of power. And at the same time, we cannot say that Allah is unable to do something. In terms of selfishness, he is a being who is endless, perfect, and unlimited. Only goodness, justice, and mercy can stem from such a being. So this is our intellectual argument, brothers and sisters. Notice that we're not reciting a verse of Quran for you. This is an intellectual argument on the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason he is just is because all of the oppression and all of the injustice that occurs and takes place in the world is the result of one of those factors that we brought up for you. With this, we leave you in Allah's care. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.